Okay, good evening. So we left off Tanu Rabbanan. So a Braisa in the middle of 21b, Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. So the Gemara says as follows, Tanu Rabbanan. Sages taught us, Mitzvah Chanukah, the Mitzvah of Chanukah is Ner Ish Ubeiso. That the mitzvah of Chanukah is one candle for one man for one house. That's how Rashi says it. Zok to Rashi. Near Echad v'kol Laila v'ish v'chol b'nei b'eso sagal b'ner Echad. So, strictly speaking, you have one candle every single night for one man, the chol b'nei beiso, and the entire house, it's enough to have that one candle. The Bnei Yeshua, the great 17th century sage from Polonia, from Poland, back to Bnei Yeshua, Tanama mitzvahs near Chanukah, near Ishu beiso, he asks, near Dimash and Ishtana mitzvah zu, why is this mitzvah different mishar mitzvahs from other mitzvahs? Why other mitzvahs? Other mitzvahs, it's not a halacha in your house, right? There's only one other mitzvah that's a halacha in your house, and that is
Shabbos.
What?
Shabbos.
Shabbos.
It's just your
mezuzah. Right? What? Shabbos. Not so simple how Shabbos goes.
Sukkah. The sukkah has to be at your obviously,
what do you mean? I can build a sukkah in the middle of in the park. I don't even have one in the house.
That's true, yeah.
Right? And Shabbos also, if I would have an overnight, I would light where I am. Right? And not so simple, but I'm not going to go into this detail per se now about what the halacha of house is. You have to do that later on by guests. We're not up to that. But the point is strictly speaking, the only technical halacha which 100% needs a house, and it's not on the gavra, it's not on the person, is mezuzah and Chanukah candles. So he says, and mezuzah is self-evident. But why Chanukah candles? As the Pnei Yeshua, it should be Pirsumei Nisa. And why doesn't Pirsumei Nisa need only a house? Right? Interestingly enough, what's the other famous mitzvah that we have Pirsumei Nisa by? Kriyas Megillah. And if you don't hear Megillah, right, what's the halakha by Kriyas and Megillah? If you don't hear Megillah in a shul, do you have to still hear it? You better hear it. Every single person, every single man, how about ladies? Women obligated to hear Megillah?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so you have to take shifts over here. Not only do you have to have one Megillah reading, you're going to have to have multiple Megillah readings, so the woman got to hear it as well, right? So why is it? It says the Pnei Yeshua Tzarechiyin. Why by Chanukah is it a halacha in the house and not just on every single person? I saw Reb Zvil Simend. He brings down a nice explanation. He says that if you look at the lashon of Rambam, if you look at the language of the Rambam in the laws of Chanukah, the Rambam says in the third parak, when discussing Chanukah, right, in the beginning of the third parak, he says, "B'bay Yesheni, the time of the Second Temple, Kishemalchu Yavon, when the Greeks, which Greeks were they? The Syrian Greeks? Egyptian Greeks?
Syrian
Greeks. Right, they're getting their due these days. As I discussed last week by Palmera, what that was, you know? So, Kishamalch Yavan, God's Exeris al Yisrael, Ubatlu Daitam, they came as Jewish religion, Vlanichu Oysam Lasak Torah B'Torah Mitzvahs, they blocked the Jewish people from doing Torah Mitzvahs, Upashtu Yadam, and they went for the Jewish people's money, Ubinoy Sayim, for the daughters. And we know from those who just learned Daf Yomi, from Ksubis, in the beginning of Ksubis, the Greeks started the practice of forcing Jewish girls to do improper things before they got married. Not only that, the Rambam has a very, very famous essay. This essay is called Maimer al Kiddush Hashem. In the Rambam's Maimer al Kiddush Hashem, what's Kiddush Hashem mean? it's a piece on sanctifying your life. Of course, in the Rambam's time, we know that the Rambam himself had to run for his life twice. First from Spain to Morocco, and then from Morocco to Egypt, because both times were fanatical Muslims. But people make a mistake. People think that Islam today is radical Islam. These liberals, like, you know, if we would only, you know, if we can have the solution to Islam, it would all go away. You know, like Obama, we'll sit and we'll talk to them, and it will go away. If you look at the history of Islam, it's not a new thing. Islam goes like this, from radical to moderate, radical to moderate. And when you really take Islam very seriously, it's very radical. There is a very radical version. We all know that in Spain they had a more moderate version that was, but even the Rambam's time, the Rambam's a little kid, they had to run for their lives from Cordoba to Morocco, and then, this is a historical fact, all the Jews in Morocco, everyone heard of the Spanish Inquisition? Who did that? The Catholics. You know, there was a Moroccan Inquisition, but it was a little bit different. When the Lomads came running into Morocco, they didn't give you an option to flee. It was convert or die. Right? So the Rambam, it was contemporary then. So the Rambam has a piece of Maamar al-Kiddush Hashem. Says the Rambam, you know what the Greeks did? He's talking about, the Rambam was talking about, was in that Maamar, he's talking to people in his generation, do you have to give up your life if the Muslims or the Christians were Catholics, if they forcibly tried to convert you? In that essay, he discusses the Greeks, and the Rambam says, you know what the Greeks did to the Jewish people? They didn't allow the Jewish people to even lock their doors. They had to keep the doors open in order there should be no tznius in the house of the Jewish people. And they broke down the kedusha, the holiness of the Jewish people. So therefore, Ner Ishu Beiso says or cements, you know why it's in the house? Because the whole tekana for the Greeks was to light it in the house. That the whole tekana of the Greeks was to go ahead and light it in the house. And it wasn't just the tekana for the Beis Hamikdash, it was also a tekana to light it in the house in order to fix any tekala the house. And in fact, the Ramban, Nachmanides, and it has a very famous piece. It's one of the very famous pieces. And the Ramban says in the beginning of Parshas Baal Yitzchak, the Ramban brings down there is a smichas, a parshas, is a juxtaposition between the laws of the menorah and the Chanukas Hanesim, between the menorah and the dedication of the heads of the tribes for the Mishkan, for the tabernacle. And the Ramban quotes a medrash, which Rashi quotes, and Aaron was very upset because everyone got to offer something but for Aaron. So Hashem tells Aaron, your lighting of the menorah is more important than their sacrifices and the dedication of the Mishkan. And the Ramban explains that. Says the Ramban, V'ri'isi oid madenu, to quote the Medrash, in a davri aduk she'im beis hamikdash kayim, when there's no beis hamikdash, the karbanos are going to be batal. Has anyone offered sacrifices on the Temple Mount today? Can you imagine if somebody went on the Temple Mount to offer karbanos today? They want to put cameras. If a person says a prayer up there, someone's going to offer. We can't do it for multiple reasons, but one reason is we'll get into big trouble, right? There's no karbanos, but neiros. Listen to what the Ramban says. But the candles were never lost. El neiros chanukas chashmonai shuno hagis af la'achar chorben begalaseinu. You know, Aaron? This is the third explanation of the Ramban. Your candles will be even after the destruction. Why is that? Because the candles that we light in our house have the same kedusha at some level as the menorah and the Beis Hamikdash. We sanctify our house. Actually, some Mefarshim actually point down that, although this is not the focus here, the reason we light it in our house today is because we need it in our house. We need the kedusha of the candles in our own houses. Right, we'll get to whether we light in our house or outdoors, but that we actually need it. I saw that Rav Brevda, Zechor Levracha, he brings down, why is it, though, that the Chanukah of the Nesiim, when they sanctified the Mishkan, that stopped, the Chanukah of the Chashmonaim, when they light the menorah, that continues to our day. Why does that have more of a merit than what the Nesiim did? So he brings down, when the Nesiim sanctified the tabernacle, the Mishkan, okay, what did they do? They had to only sanctify it. But when the Chashmonaim came, they had to do two things. They had to first purify, the Mishkan, and then re-sanctify it. So they had a double job. Because they had a double job, their job was much harder. It had the merit of going on even after the destruction in a later period of time. I actually saw a brother then brings down, he says, in this, which we'll get to in a minute, this is perhaps an explanation for the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether you go 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, or 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 5, 6, 7, 8. He says, what's the difference? He says Rav Ravda, that Beis Shammai was focusing on the Tumah. We know that the more darkness there is, if it's very dark, you need more than more candles, right? The darker it is, the more light you need. Beis Shammai was focusing on what the Chashmonaim did, taking away the Tumah. So the first day, you needed 8 candles. You needed all of the ore to get away the Tumah. You need all of the ore to get Tumah. And as you purify it, you need less and less light. So Beis Shammai is focusing on the Tumah, that you have to take. You need 8, then 7, we're more pure than 6, more candles. And then, whereas Beis Hillel, says Reb Revda, he was focused on the Kedusha. So you build up to the Kedusha, right? That they start out on low Kedusha and you build up. That's how he understands it. Fine. That's all in the halacha of Ner Ish Ubeso. Why this halacha is Beso? Because the menorah is a tikkun for the Greeks did to us. Says the Gemara Vayitzer. The Mahadrin, those who are Mahadrin, Ner L'kol Echad V'Echad. So the first opinion is, first level is, one candle for one person per house. The Mahadrin, everyone in the house has one candle, says Rashi. V'hamahadrin achar ha-mitzvahs, those who run after mitzvahs, many other Rishayinim don't understand Mahadrin is run after mitzvahs, but Mahadrin is intrinsically, means like a hiddur mitzvah, the beautiful mitzvah, not the person. Right, but they're actually saying that those who run after mitzvahs, what do they do? Oisin ner echa b'chol ayla. They do one candle per night. For every single person in the house. So if you have 5 people in your house, right? So you have 5 candles. Now maybe the wife is yotzi, but the husband, that's maybe a separate halacha. But technically speaking, one candle per person per house. Everyone in the house.
But lit by the balabais.
No.
What
are you putting words in the Gemara? One candle per person.
What is it? Aren't they changing it from what you said was a mitzvah habayis to a mitzvah?
No, because it still has to be in the bias.
But it's a mitzvah cover now. Each person.
So, there may be a hiddur in gavra. But the din is a din bias, right? Because a technical halacha, it means it has to be in the house, right? So maybe hiddur, right? So that's more what we're talking about. A beautification of it is that every person should let. That's opinion number 2. Now, for the people in San Jose, Mahadrin, right? Woo! Mahadrin, if you're going to be really hiddur, you know, glatt kosher, we had a couple of big conscious people here tonight. For those who are here in Mar, we had one of them speak. You're Mahadrin. Beis Shammai says, Yom Rishon, on the first day, Malik Shmoina, you light 8 candles. Mikan ve'elech, Paiches v'holach. So you go 8, then second night 7, third night 6, and you go down. Oveis Hillel, the house of Hillel, Oimrim, Yom Rishon, the first day of Chanukah, Malik Achas, Mikan Ve'elach, going forward, Maisef V'Hoylech, you should add on candles. Let's see Rashi. No, Rashi's it. Okay. Amr Ula, says Ula. Who's Ula? Who is Ula? What? I know he's in Amira. Where is Ula from? No, I Gaivalt. She was guys on. Ula was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. He was the first person, though, to call the Nachusa, those who went from Bavel to Israel to Bavel. He traveled back and forth. He was Talmid Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan's student Rabbi Elazar ben Padas, and he would travel back to Israel. In fact, at the end of Ksubas, he dies in Bavel, and he laments that here I'm dying in Bavel. I can't believe this is happening to me. Right? He's like, he's all upset. Right? The Gemara talks about it. And Rabbi Elazar hears that Ula dies in Bavel, and he laments it also. Right? Well, all those Gemaras where they talk about love of Israel. So Ula was the Nuchus. He went back and forth. So Ula was a second/third generation Amira. Right? So says Ula, quoting Israeli sages, Amr Ula, Pligi be tre Amorai b'marava, right? Two Western sages, two sages Amorai made in the land of Israel, had a machlekes. Rabbi Yosi bar Avin, Rabbi Yosi bar Zayda, right? Those were the two. Chad Amor, one expounded and explained. Time of the Beis Shammai. Why does Beis Shammai say you go 8, 7, 6, 5? Right, you go down. Kenegad Yamim Hanechnasin. The Beis Shammai focuses on the Yamim Hanechnasin. So Beis Shammai is saying, how many days left are there of Chanukah? Look at Rashi, Yom HaNechnasim, Hasidim Lavo. So night one, you say there's 8 days left. Night two, there's 7 days left. Night three, there's 6 days left. That's Yom HaNechnasim. Time of the Beis Hillel. And the reason, the rationale for Beis Hillel is, Kineged Yomim HaYotzin. No, Beis Hillel holds is how many days you've fulfilled your obligation. Look at Rashi, Yomim HaYotzin, Shiyatsu Kvar. I've done my obligation. So night one, you light the candle, I've done the first mitzvah for the first night. Night two, number two, you continually light which nights you fulfilled. That's according to one of these Amorayim. Chad Amor, another Amira says, time of the Beis Shammai, keneged pare hachag. What the Beis Shammai, the rationale of Beis Shammai was 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's like the Pare HaChag, like the sacrifices on Sukkot. Right, we go down every day. Rashi says, Mismatin v'holchen. You go down in Korbanos to Parshas Pinchas. You know that Nachum.
Yeah.
You remember your lady at Sukkot, right? You go down. The time of the Beis Hillel, and the reason the rationale of Beis Hillel is, Demaila v'koyedesh v'emoridin, that we go up in Kedusha and we do not go down. Rashi, Mailin v'koyedesh, mikra yofilim v'nachas b'perek shtei lechem. That we have a principle that we go up in holiness and we don't go down. So when you have one mitzvah, you have to go up in holiness, you shouldn't go down on holiness. Amar Rabba Bar Baruchana, Rabba Baruchana said in the name of his great teacher, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shnei Zekeinim Hayu B'Tzidon. There were two sages, two elder sages in Tzidon. Echad Asa K'Beis Shammai. One followed Beis Shammai. Ve'echad Asa K'Divrei Beis Hillel. And one followed Beis Hillel. Zeh Noisen Tam L'Dvarov K'Neged Pari Achag. This one explained the reason he did it, because it was like that he followed Beis Shammai, because he was following like the sacrifices on Sukkot. And then there's some time, this one did like Beis Hillel, because it's Ma'alim B'Kodesh, I went up, you go up in Kedusha, not down. Let me ask you a question over here. Who do we passing like? Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai. So how could they even, the Gemara seems to say they could do both. Now we, of course, will see the Shulchan Aruch, we'll passing that we follow Beis Hillel, but why? How could there be another Amora Paskinei, and the Gemara doesn't seem to be bothered by it? Very often, the Gemara will say, this guy followed Beis Shammai, he's wrong. And they criticize him. There's no criticism. Why isn't he criticized here? So the Achronim point out, you see from here, then when do we say we follow Beis Hillel and not Beis Shammai? By Halacha. This is a Hiddur. And in Hiddur, if you want to follow Beis Shammai and a Hiddur, that's okay. But when it's a halacha, when it's the near issue Beis Hillel, strictly speaking, you're obligated to follow if it would be a machloikis Beis Hillel. But this is a chumrah, and in the chumrah, you're not. When do we say the halacha is like Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai? When it's the pure halacha. In chumrahs, we don't necessarily say this. Now, I have a question for the tzibur. What? Please, could somebody explain to me Beis Shammai? Beis Hillel makes sense, right? Beis Hillel makes sense. Why? What is it? What does Beis Shammai want to say? Why should you go down? I gave you a brevis explanation.
Well, he said that. You have to start out with a big hit, of the same thing when you take like prednisone. You start out with a...
Well, you take I said that. Explain it. So like with Prevna. Explain that. So, okay. So that's because I gave you that reason.
Right.
But, no. Don't, I know I have prednisone. But what prednisone?
Well, that's when you take out a lot
initially. Yeah. Trust me. I have bad memories. When I was 13. I had an asthma attack with that stuff. Wechesko. You said that the sacrifices, right? So what's pshat over here? So why? What connection does this have at all? So the Ben Yehoyada, who's the Ben Yehoyada? The Ben Ish-chai, the great Rav of Baghdad, right? End of the 19th century. So the Ben Ish-chai says a beautiful thing. First of all, the Ben Yehoyada says that how do I explain Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai? How do I explain Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai? So the Ben Yehoyada says that Beis Hillel is Chesed, and Beis Shammai is Gevura or Din, right? And then he says that we know that Din has to get less. You can't have more and more Gevura or Din. So Din has to get less. And he says if you look at Kabbalah, Din is compared to Zahav. And Zahav is Zion, is 7. Then Hay, which is 5. Then Beis, which is 2. So Din always goes less. So Beis Shammai, which is Din, gets less. Beis Hillel, which is Chesed, goes up. And once he says Chesef, it's like Kesef. Right? So Kesef would go up. There's Chaf, which is 20. Then Samach is 60. And Pei is 80. Fine. That's the first thing he says. And then he says like this. He's actually asking on Kineged Hayotzin or Nechnasim, what's the Pshat? His Yesh Lahakshos. That's a question. Bishlama, it makes sense. Beis Hillel. But Beis Shammai, why would we count Kineged Yomim Ha Nechnasim? We have 8 days left. We have 7 days left. Why does that? What is the explanation of that? So he says, really, the biggest miracle was on the first night. Why is that? Because he says he put in enough oil for that night. So on the first night, all of the oil had the miracle. On the second night, 7/8 of it had a miracle. On the third night, 6/8 of a miracle. So the first night is showing that was the biggest miracle. It should have all burnt out that night, right? And yet it didn't. You needed it, right? So he says that's why it's connected. Yom Nechnasim. Okay. Now
there's also a note here that says that the sacrifice, you know, the idea that goes with the sacrifice is Sukkot. They went down to represent the decline of the heathen nations. And so, if we're inspired by Sukkot, and it's about the Jews triumphing over the heathen nations, then maybe that's also
a more homiletic approach. That it's same kind of, it's the same conquering of it that we saw the Choshech, like the big shot, like the Rebbe, like same kind that kind of concept. Okay, all right, Taisvis, guys had some coffee today. Okay, so black coffee.
Brace yourself.
Black coffee. Okay. Says Taisvis. But turn on the air because it's going to get hot here soon. So make sure it's on. I'm already hot. It's on the side. Yeah. No, outside. You guys don't even know where the air condition is. Yeah. Oh, it's the deacon. Like,
yeah, to your right. To your right. Yeah, oh, okay. Right there. Yeah.
It's like the Mir Yeshiva, not in Yerushalayim or Brooklyn, but in Lithuania, the days of old.
Which way do we swipe?
Okay, Taisvis, Mahadrin mina Mahadrin, Mahadrin mina Mahadrin. Listen to the words. You know, we learn Rishonim. You gotta be very. It's all nuance here. Okay, you went to law school.
I think I did.
Did you think you did? Yeah. Well, they teach you how to read the law, right?
It's, right.
They don't know how to. But let me tell you something. Lawyers, they have no clue how to learn. They're not lamdanim. If they knew how Yeshiva Bachram learned every single word, and literally, you can learn out buildings, like, you know, Socratic. This is, you're going to see how Taisvis, we're going to have a Chedushim over here from Taisvis. Judge, you went to law school in the 13th century, no? They didn't have LexisNexis. Did you have Lexis in your law school? Did you have Westlaw?
Let alone Nexus.
No, so Aikido counts. Yeah, if you didn't have Lexis,
you had books.
That's what I'm saying. Kilo the 13th century. Right, there's no difference in the 13th century. Today, they don't use books anymore. Everything's online. You just put everything in. Okay. Says Taisvis. Mahajra Nahajra. Near Lari. Says the Ri, the great grandson of Rashi, Rari Midam Pierre. The Beis Shammai Uveis Hillel Lo Kami. What was Mahajra Nahajra? 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 5, 6, 7, 8, right? Or 8, 7. This Machlaikis, says the Ri, is Lo Kami El Aner Ish Ubeiso. That they're only understanding this as a Mahajan and a Mahajan based on one candle for one man for one house. Sheken yesh yoyser hider, that you should have one person lighting 8 candles or 7 candles or 6 candles to ikah kera, because you can see how many nights there are kishma yisef v'holech when you're adding or machaser when you're taking away. Can I get yam ha-nechnas v'yotzim, whatever opinion you're following. Aval, but im oyser near the kol echad, if you're going to go ahead and have a candle for every single person, afilo Yosef mikan ve'elech, even if you're going to add on for every single night, laka hekera, she is bro. People aren't going to know how many nights are. They think there's 15 people now, 20 people. They're just going to think they see a lot of candles there.
Candles. They can't tell
now, you have to remember one thing, by the way. Where do they light candles? By the door. Everyone's lighting right next to the door. We didn't get to that yet, right? But we're going to light exactly by the door. So, says Tysus, if we're going to light right next to the door, and you have everyone in your house lighting, okay, you can't tell what night of Hanukkah it is. Sure. You have no idea what night of Hanukkah is. You may have a real Hasidic house with lots of kids. No one knows what you have.
Even on the very first night, you might think it's...
That's right. You know, who knows? You got 15 kids, you know.
Why does that matter?
What?
Why does it matter?
So, if the whole point of Mahajan and Ahamahajan is to see the nights, you won't know the nights. It'll be a hodgepodge.
So, what?
This guy will have five. You have four people in the house, you'll have 20 candles.
Yeah.
The people in the house are well aware. The people might be confused if people were walking by.
No, wait a second. So that's the Pirsumanisa.
It's for
the for the outside people. There's no Pirsumanis. There's no Pirsumanis. So Tysus says two things. We said one is Tysus says that Mahajra means that one person lights 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Not that everyone in the house does it. He says, and therefore, Mahajan and Mahajan is not a build-up of Mahajan. It's a jump. Either you do Mahajan, where everyone in the house lights one candle, or you do Mahajan and Mahajan, where one person lights 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And that's it. Mm-hmm. That's it, says Tysus. It's either or.
It's never everyone in the house lighting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
No, absolutely not. Because otherwise you can't tell anything. It's just a lot of matter. But we're going to see, it's very specific where you light. So, and of course, as we learned last week, Pirsum Hanes is at some level, either according to the Rambam, the mitzvah, right? The Rambam says if it's after the period of time where people can see it on the street, not your house. If people on the street can't see it, the Rambam says, could you light? No, it's zero, it's zilch. Tysus had two opinions. Oh, the Raj, what we saw, said you can light even afterwards, but the Pirsumanis is very important, so it's a big mix. Says Tysus, so when you say Mahajan and Mahajan, it doesn't mean that everyone lights eight, like we do today, by the way, like we do. Right? It means that one person in the house is lighting, like Shiran. We're going to get to that in a second. That's the opinion of Tysus. Says the Rambam, Maimonides. You heard the Rambam? Mm-hmm. Famous Ashkenazi sage.
Very Ashkenazi.
We're going to see today who follows the Rambam. If the Sephardim or the Ashkenazim follow the Rambam today. Says the Rambam. We're going to say. Sephardim follow Tosfos. Yeah. Let's see what the Rambam has to say. Kama Neiris. Anyone who wants to see the Rambam, it's in Hilchas Chanukah in the fourth perek. Okay? The fourth perek, Halacha Aleph. Zmanim, perek, Revi, Halacha. Kama Neiris Umalik B'Chanukah. How many candles you light on Chanukah? So he says, Mitzvasa, the mitzvah, she called Bias, Malik Neiru, Echad, Ben Shu'an, She'a Bias, Ruben, everyone has like one. Then he brings down the hiddurs that everyone should light one, ben anashim, men and women. And the mahadr yoyser alzeh, you want to do the best, you should light more candles. Okay? Now how does the Rambam explain this? The best. Says the Rambam, Kesad, hare shahayu anshe habayis asara. If you have 10 people in your house, belayla harishon, Malik, Asara Neiris. You should have 10 candles. Uvalayla Sheni, Esrim. Evalel Shlishi, Shloishim. Do you do that, by the way?
No.
Okay, so I thought your Rambam was Ashkenazi. Today, at least, he is. Ad Shenimsa Malik Belel Shmini Shmono Neiris. Until on the 8th day, you light 80 candles. Then the Rambam says an unbelievable thing. Minig Poshet. Bekol Arenu Hasvard. The Minig is in all of Svard, in all of Spain. Right? Shall call anche basis base abayis malikinir echabay la rishon. Everyone lights one candle the first night. Umosivin v'hol chaner b'kolayla v'layla. We had our candles every single night. Ad shenimsa malik b'leil shmini shmona neiris. Now everyone in the house is going to do like we do like Ashkenazim do today. That's what Rambam says. B'chol anche svard. Says the Shulchan Aruch.
You need to know what day it is.
You're not going to know what day it is. You don't know. Oh, we're asking questions here. Wait a second. Are you arguing the Rambam?
No, you just said something before. You're supposed to know what
that's
day.
That's what Taisa says. Oh. The Rambam says, don't worry about it. Well, maybe we'll try to explain the Rambam soon. But the Rambam says that everyone lights in the house. Mahajan, first of all, the Rambam learns it in order. That you can do regular, one candle per one person, or you can have one candle each. And then the build up of all is everyone lights up per night in the family. There's no jumps here. It's no either or, right? So the Rambam's Mahajram and Mahajram is that everyone should do it.
Question: when it says everyone, it's like kids or
only anyone who could do the mitzvah. So even kids, yeah.
They don't have the mitzvah.
If they're when they get to a certain age, you know, you're still a few years away from this. They'll come to the age of
one thing, but it's not the
mitzvah. The age of wisdom. Chinuch. Yeah, they have
chinuch. For chinuch, yeah, but it's not the mitzvah.
Yeah, but they'll do it. They can even do it for chinuch, even okay. They're not obligated. You're right. It's not mahadrim and mahadrim. That's a good point. But we'll still do it for them, and it's not a problem according to Rambam. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Tav Reish Ayin Aleph. Seif Beis. Tav Reish Ayin Aleph Seif Beis. Rabbi Yosef Karo. Code of Jewish Law. Rabbi Yosef Karo is Sephardi Ashkenazi. He's still Sephardi, right? Says Rabbi Yosef Karo. Common here is Malik Belayel Harishayin. How many candles do you light on the first night? Malik Echad. You light one candle. Mikan ve'elach, from the first night onwards, Maisef v'hoylech echad b'kol laila. You add on a candle a night. Add shebelel achron yeshmona. Then and the last night you have 8. Vafil imrabim b'nei bayis. And even if you have many people in your house, don't light more than that. One menorah per house. That's how you do it. Like the Be'er HaGoyla says, like Taisvis. That's how the Rabbi Yosef Karo says the Ramah, v'yesh oimrim to call echem ibnei abayis yalik. Others say that everyone in the house should have a menorah. And they all will go up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Who is that other? Rambam. V'chen aminik pashet v'izharo and aminik pashet. Right. But then the Ramah says. Everyone should put their candles in a place where it can be noticed where their candles are. We'll get that in a second. The Be'er Hatif says, the minhag of Ashkenazim is like the Rambam. If you look at the Be'er Hatif, Sif Katan Gimel, V'zeh Chiddush. This is a Chiddush. Sha'asvardim no'agin k'taisvus. The Svardim follow Toisvus. Then one menorah per house, because you can't see Pirsim Hanes. V'Ashkenazim k'Rambam. And the Ashkenazim k'Rambam. V'zeh lo matzina b'shar makos. Where do you ever find that the Svardim are passing like Toisvus? Ashkenazim are passing like the Rambam. It's a backwards world, right? Now, Shiran asked the question, what about Tosfos' Kasha? What did Tosfos ask?
You have to be able to distinguish.
You can't see! And we know the whole point of Mahajim, and a Mahajim should be what?
To see
Persuminisa! You can see, right? Can you imagine having the Rambam himself says you can have 80 candles. You know what 80 candles is? You know, in one spot by the door you have 80 candles? It looks like a torch! If Persuminisa is, if we want to see Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, how many night? What can you possibly see if you have 80 candles over there? I mean, or 50 candles? I mean, you can't see anything. It looks like a mass amount of candles.
That's what
the Ramah said, right? So the Be'er Agra says on the Ramah, it's a, right the Chena Minug, right. Okay, you gotta stretch those eyes over here. We'll get you a tablet next time. You can magnify it. You didn't get LexisNexis, but you can have. So says the Be'er Agra, says the Vilna Gaon, Kase Bedarki Maisha, Me Harab Avram Miprag. Lidan, according to us, we light inside. So even Tosfos would agree, because we don't light outdoors anymore. We're not lighting by the door. Even Tosfos would agree that the whole house could light. Why? Because we're not lighting by them. We're not all lighting in the same spot. And that's why the Ramah says that what? Put it all in your, right? When you light it, when you're going to light it, let's say by a window, let's say you're lighting by the window, you put it in separate spots. It's very nice. It's very convenient. And everyone should like the normal order. There's no reason why you should be worried that you won't be able to see Hecker. You can do it in the right way. Does that make sense?
Ramos reason is that you should be able to distinguish how many candles you light.
Well, that's what Tosfos' concern. Right. That was Tosfos'. You need Hekera.
And if you find that, then you can light.
Even Tosfos would agree. Tosfos' whole problem, Mahajan and Mahajan, is that if everyone's lighting by the door, you won't be able to see anything. Right? So, does that work in the Ramos? Make sense?
No. I don't necessarily follow that reasoning.
Why?
If the rule is you can only light one menorah
for a reason,
for this reason. Now, just because we're saying you don't light it outside, you light it inside, doesn't necessarily to me mean I'm now allowed to just change the rules altogether. I might think I can still, maybe the reason doesn't apply, but we have a change of circumstances. We're lighting inside, but still that doesn't mean I can start lighting 3, 4, 5, or 10. I don't have any basis to say I can now light 10.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing you came tonight. We can straighten you up over here. Okay. Because what the Ramah is really saying, and the Vilna Gaon is explaining, is once you do light inside, there's no reason to be old-fashioned, right? You can go ahead, and everyone can light. You get both things. You get the number of nights, and you get everyone lighting in the house. You have, right? The Mahajan and Mahajan, according to that, is that everyone lights. And everyone lights according to the night. If by everyone lighting it will throw it off, then we don't do that. That's how the Ramah understands it. However, for the judge and maybe even for others, what about the Rambam? What's meant the Rambam? You verstehe Yiddish, Phil? No, if we get grow pace, you have to verstehe Yiddish. It's like it goes in the hard drive, comes together, right? Right?
Abyssal.
There you go. Atazai. Right? What is the rationale of the Rambam? Right? Why does the Rambam hold that everyone lights by the door even? The Rambam holds you would have 80 candles by the door. Could you possibly tell? You know, I know people in Muncie and in Lakewood that have 18 kids. Not too many, 12, 13, 14, right? Can you imagine 18 on night 7? Over 100 candles by the door. I mean, you're going to tell me, and then all in the same spot area. By the way, it's a real fire danger. I have extinguishers by there. You know, but forgetting the fire danger, like, how do you see what night it is? Like, what is the pshat? So listen to this. The Gra says a little bit before this, in the Shitas HaRambam, when the Vilna Gaon is explaining it,
I said, how can you afford the candles?
How can you afford the candles? It's a different kasha. It's a good shaila. So the Vilna Gaon says a remarkable thing. He's explaining the Rambam. He says Rambam's like the Rif. And he says, according to the Rambam, time aloi chashin and lahakera diyamim. In the Mahajim and the Mahajim and the Rambam, it's not like Tosfos. We don't care of actually seeing how many days there are. And what does that mean? That we don't care to see how many days there are per se. So the Sefer Zmani HaSasin, he quotes the Be'er Halacha, and the Mishnah Berurah says a remarkable thing. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, the Be'er Halacha in Taf Reish Ayin Aleph, okay, on the Be'er Halacha B'Layla HaRishayna, he's talking about lighting going forwards and backwards. Okay. See that? The Be'er Halacha B'Layla HaRishayna?
Yes.
So if you look at the brackets, listen to the brackets like this. B'Hanu Shubazayedu V'Yazkiru HaKol. You go ahead and you light the nights, and you have different nights. You'll know kama yamim yatzeh basas nights. How long the miracle is? Because she has kirozeh shayanesh meshach zman rav. The more you see that the nes was yesh persima nisa v'shevach yoyso Hashem Yisbarach. Right on night 6. Wow, it's been 6. It's a greater miracle, right? The more nights there are, the more you can see, the more candles, the greater miracle it is. That's how the Be'er Halacha is explaining Tosfos. That's the Chara, the Pshat in Tosfos, right? That the longer it is, that there's more of a Mahadran. So Zvani HaSasin explains the Rambam's differently. He says that it has to be that the Rambam's learning Mahadran and a Mahadran does not, when it says, as the Vilna Gaon explains, it does not count, it doesn't make a difference if you can see the candles or not. It's not a question of seeing per candle per night. But the Rambam holds, like we learned in Hilchos Shabbos, by the way, that Mahadran is, like, there's a Hidur and Shabbos have more or. That you create more light. Right? That the more light there is, right? It's not unique to the menorah. You know what I'm saying? It's not unique to the menorah. Right? What it is that the more light there is, the greater hiddur there is. Just the sheer is that the level is per person per night. Right? But the main thing is that there's more light. So on the fifth night, there's more light because it's a bigger miracle. But not that I have to see 5 candles. That's what Ram says. You know why? Because the Ram's understanding that hiddur mitzvah is not that it's like hiddur mitzvah in the whole Torah. You know what hiddur mitzvah in the Torah is? It's not unique to the menorah. In Tosfos, Mahadran and Mahadran is a special halacha of Chanukah. According to the Rambam, it's just a greater hinder to have more light. And how do we define more light? Per person per night. So even if you can't see how many candles there are, you would still light all those candles, and that's the Mahadran and Mahadran. So it's a completely different understanding of Mahadran and Mahadran in the Rambam. It doesn't make a difference how many candles. So that's the simple understanding of the Vilna Gaon. Is that clear? And it happened to me when I saw this, I realized this is the same lumdus as a very famous machlokes grandson and grandpa. Now this machlokes grandfather and grandson is in the Soloveitchik family. The Beis Halevi, who's the Beis Halevi? You already had him, right? Have you heard the Beis Halevi? Of Yosef Dalev Soloveitchik, the Rav of Brisk, the Rosh Hashiva of Volozhin, right? Okay. So the Beis Halevi al HaTorah, in the Beis Halevi al HaTorah, he actually has, in his explanation of Chumash, he brings down Chanukah Torah in the middle of it. He says at the end of Parshas Vayigash, he says, I know a lot of people learn Chanukah this time of year, around those parshas. So I'm going to throw you some Chanukah Torah. And he goes through the Gemaras, actually. He goes through a lot of the Gemaras over here. He goes through the Sugyas. So the Beis Halevi says, Mahadrim and Mahadrim, right? He says, this mitzvah, the Matzina mitzvah zu, Hiddur v'yoser Hiddur. It's that Mahadrim is one level of Hiddur, and then there's another level of Hiddur. And then the Beis Halevi says, you know why? Because the whole Nes of Chanukah comes from Hiddur mitzvah. Rak mishum Hiddur mitzvah. You know why? Why is the whole Nes of Chanukah Hiddur mitzvah? Because, says the Beis Halevi, when the Jewish people came back to the temple and found it defiled, right? So we know if all of the people are defiled, they could have used the oil. That's a halacha. If they wanted to, they were allowed to use all of the defiled oil. And we'll see next week that they didn't do that. They looked for pure oil. So all the whole essence of Chanukah, says the Beis Halevi, is all about being mahadir, because they were allowed to use the oil they found. Even the Greeks defiled it. So says the Beis Halevi, since the whole essence of Chanukah is hiddur, so that's why here we have mahadir and mahadir and mahadir. But here's the important thing of the Beis Halevi understands that the mitzvah of Hiddur mitzvah on Chanukah is not a Hiddur mitzvah the rest of the Torah. Mahadrim is the essence of Chanukah. Yes, you could be Yotzei the mitzvah with Ner Ishu Beisel, but you want to know that it's not just a nice thing to do here. It's the essence of Chanukah is Mahadrim. That's why, do you ever find the halacha is this and Hiddur is this and Mahadrim is, you don't find that by other places. It's the halacha, and then you can learn Shulchan Aruch what Hiddur mitzvah is, right? Here it's Mahadrim and Mahadrim and Mahadrim, because the whole essence of Chanukah is Hiddur. Why are you saying that? Wait a second, I'm going to hold you on that for a second. So his grandson, actually I don't want to go through this, this is too long, but his grandson, the Brisker Rav Velvel Soloveitchik, in his Chedushim on the Rambam, quotes, this is long, this is too long, but he quotes Zayda, and he says differently, and he brings a lot of questions. The Briskerov understands that Hiddur Mitzvah, Mahadrim, is just like Hiddur Mitzvah. Regular Hiddur Mitzvah, right? It's just like we have a regular Hiddur Mitzvah, so too here, that you have you have it. So who said like that?
Rambam.
What? The Rambam understood it like that, and the Beis Halevi Lachora understands like.
It's essence mitzvah, right?
It's the essence of mitzvah is Lachora like Taisus, because Taisus is saying you need to be able to see the nights, right? That's the same machloik as Brisker Beis Halevi. There's another time we have this machloik. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, Tav Resh Ayin Aleph, Sifkatan Zayin. Now, if you look on the bottom there, he says, Yeshmona, he should have 8 nights. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he's quoting the Chai Adam over here. Im HaShemin Hu B'Yoker, if oil is very expensive, now actually, hold the place. Mishnah Berurah, not in the Mishnah Berurah, is the Chafetz Chaim.
When they say candles, they always mean oil. No.
Candles, oil is no different. Don't say that. If you look at hold this place and go to Tafresh Ayin Gimel. For 1 second, that the Mechaber says in Tafresh Ayin Gimel, Kol Hashman Apsis Ksher Laner Chanukah. All oils and wicks are kosher for Chanukah. Some of the oils don't like that well, and you could still use it. The Ramadan says umiyu. However, shemen zayis olive oil is mitzvah min hamuvchar, right? Mitzvah min hamuvchar to use olive oil. Why is it a mitzvah min hamuvchar to use olive oil? 2 reasons. Number one, it lights very nicely. Number 2 is that was a mitzvah. So the best thing to use is Shemen Zayis. On that, going back to where we are now, look at this Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, "Im Hashemen hu biyoker, if oil is expensive, mutlav lahalik b'ner shava, you can go ahead and light with wax candles. V'lios ma'isav ha'ilek, that you should have enough for all 8 days. K'mosha kasev efneim, imisha ya'alik b'shem and zayis ner echa b'chol ayla levad. So here's the thing. If you have a choice, right, you're in the old days in Lithuania and Poland, even in Morocco, they were very poor. Very poor, right? People could barely afford things, and the world was very expensive, and they were very poor. So let's say you have a choice. You can light one oil candle every night, or take wax candles and have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 the whole time. What do you do? What do you do? So the Mishabruah is quoting the Chai Adam. The Chai Adam says, better to light wax candles, right? And have the hiddur of what? Of going up. You know why? Because Shem and Zayis is very expensive. Is very expensive. So what does that sound like? That sounds like the Beis Halevi. You know why? Because the Beis Halevi said what? That in the essence of Chanukah is what? Hiddur. So Mahadran is. Is the it's not just a hiddur mitzvah, it's the essence of Hanukkah. According to the Brisker Rav, if it's just a hiddur, and Shemen Zayis is a hiddur, right? And Shemen Zayis is a hiddur, so the Brisker Rav would hold according to that. And maybe you should light Shemen Zayis every single night. You know why? Because, and this is what the Brisker Rav says. It. This is like so gavali. You have to stand this. The Mishnah says that the whole Mahadran is a chumrah. You don't have to do that, right? And it costs more than a shlish, which means it goes beyond the boundaries of what a normal chumrah would entail. So it says the best thing, the way the Brisker Rav would understand it, is to take olive oil, because going up one night, two nights, three nights is a chumrah, which is more. But to have the olive oil is in that one night itself. So we pass like this Beis Halevi, the way the Beis Halevi, but that would be another nafkamino, whether the Mahadran is intrinsic to the Hanukkah or just a separate halacha of Hidr Mitzvah. Yeah.
I want to ask a question, because that's very dangerous here, but I have a comment. You made this comment the other day, that unlike in San Jose, when you walk down a street, you see one cemetery after another, but where you came from, you'd walk down the street and you would see one Jewish house after
right,
so another.
Just to explain, I was talking about the pagan. There's some kind of Gaiusha holiday in which I'm seeing ghosts and graves and goblins. I mean, it's crazy. But we're in the old country, like in Lakewood,
yes.
Like they have menorahs.
Okay. Yeah. So, since the main purpose of Hanukkah is presuming Nisa, and we're walking down the street, and I'm seeing one house after another having their menorah by the front door, and in one house I see two candles, and in another house I'm seeing four candles, because they have different numbers of people out there. I am going to be completely confused by the time I get to the end of the block, especially as the number of days go up, and maybe the number of people in the house is going up and down because they have guests. Who knows what's going? I will have no idea at all by the time I get to the end of the block what day of Hanukkah it is. Whereas if everybody did the same, one candle the first day, I would know, and that's the
can
point.
I,
is
can
to
I ask
me
questions?
I don't
really
ask you
easily.
No, I know
what are you doing?
I'm
ahead.
Just making this
no,
comment.
This comment. That, so the answer to the comment is that you shouldn't be so confused, because really, the max you'll find is that according to the night. So you'll see when you're walking by in Lakewood, well, this person has four, this person has four, this person has two, this person has one. It's either four or one, right? If it's the fourth night, right? It's either four or one, right? So either four or one. So you'll know it's night four. Now, if you hold according, right?
On the first night.
No,
on
the
four
fo-
people.
Oh, no, four, on the fourth night. I'm talking about night
oh,
four.
On the fourth night.
On the fourth night, you'll see you'll be lighting four candles
people.
Or one candle.
Well, what if you have a house with three people in it?
So in the
won't
world
you see three
in
candles?
The world of the Ramah, we have no problem because we're lighting separately, right?
Yeah.
And according to the Rambam, who cares? That's not the point. The point is to have as much light as possible, right? So life is good. Even in the old country in Lakewood. Okay, wait. I want to get one more point. We can take the question afterwards because it's late. So the Gemara then continues. I would like to flesh this out a lot more. But you can't do everything. He more than says, Tanu Rabbanan, our sages learned, taught us, Ner Chanukah Mitzvah Lanichah Pesach Beis. You put the Ner Chanukah by your door. Now we'll actually see which side of the door in the weeks ahead. Mibuchutz, outside. Im Hayadar Ba'aliyah, if you live on an upper floor, Manicha Bachalon. Hasmuchah Rishus Rabim, you put it by the window facing the public domain of a Shasakana. If it's a dangerous time, Manicha Al Shulchano, you put it on a table, the windows are closed. Ve Dayo, that's Gnug, it's enough. Rashi says, Mibuchutz, why would you put the if you go to Israel, this is how most people light it, the old fashioned way, the right correct way, is you put it outside. What's the words? Mishum Persume Nisa, because of the publication of the mitzvah. Says Rashi, V'loi be Rishus HaRabim, not in the outside facing the street, El B'chatzeru, in your courtyard. Shabbatayin HaPesuchim L'chatzeru, because they used to have a front yard, so you put it by the door facing the front yard, but not by your gate outside facing the street. Tosfos understands it like that, which is the way the Bar Halacha Paskins. I would have went into that, but we don't have time. V'mahayadar ba'aliyah, and if you are living on a second floor, or today even apartments or something like that, you would put it by a window facing the street. She has no place to put it. Inside the house, you put it by the window facing the street. Hasakana. Shehayalem leparsiim. These Persians, choik biyom edam, on their holiday, shulaviru near el the base of adazar shalem, and they only allowed candles. Our Hanukkah, just like today, by the way, our Hanukkah comes around their holiday very often. In those days, this Persian group, it came on their holidays, and they only let their own lights. Do you know which group this was, by the way? Zoroastrians. You know who the Zoroastrians are today? What?
Iraq,
the Yazidis over there in Syria. You know the Yazidis? Those guys. By the way, for most of the time, they were better than the Christians, to be honest, and other people. But that they were very against it. We find actually in multiple tractates talking about these people who try and ban fire around their holidays, and only they can use fire. So we need to light Hanukkah candles. And if they would catch us lighting it, they would kill us for it. Sakana doesn't mean just like they potch us. I mean, Sakana is like, you know, they mow you down. They kill you for doing this. Sakana means it's literally dangerous to do this. That's going to fish through the two dots, and I'm going to just focus this for a second. The Gemara then says, I'm a Rava. Rava said, Rava's Rosh Shiva where? Pumbadis. There you go. Excellent. I'm a Rava Rosh Shiva Pumbadisa. Tzarech Nera Cheres. You need another Nera Cheres for the Shtamish, or we call the Shamas. The Ika Maduro, if you have a Maduro, which means like today, if you technically speaking, if you have the power is on, if you have the lights on, you don't need a Shamish, technically speaking. Because if you'd have a torch next to your menorah, which other source of light, you don't need a shamish. Now, we may need shamish practically to light the other candles, maybe better, a minog, all these things, but if you had a madura, you wouldn't do it. The adam chashavu, if you're a prominent person who would not use a madura, you would still need a shamish. You'd still need a neracheres. Now, the Gemara says, we just saw, where should you light the menorah?
Outside
by your door. Where do we light the menorah today? In America?
In a window.
What? By window. Now, do you see that anywhere here?
So how do we get to what? Inside in the window instead of outside?
Upstairs. So the Gemara said if you're upstairs. No one did it say that we should light by the window today. It was three choices. Either you light outside. Or if you're where you can't light outside, you only live upstairs, you light by your window. Or if it's a dangerous period of time, Shas Sakana, you should light
in your
house, in your house, on your table. Oh. The door is closed because the Yazidis are going to come after you. Right? Yeah. They're reformed in Los Altos. So don't worry, you can light your menorah. Tell your parents, tell everyone, don't worry, they're not coming after you. So Where do we get, actually, in the Mishnah Berurah says this. The Mishnah Berurah says that today, if you're not going to light outside, you should light by the, you should light by a window. Right? The Mishnah Berurah says in Tav Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Katan Lamed Ches, Shabura says that it says, Mekomakom Yishlo Chon Tzalach L'Shurav V'Nachon Yisr Shenich Hashem. Why should you light there? Let's it's going to be dangerous. Because if it's pretty next to the window, sometimes it could be dangerous. Kids, whatever it may be. Now, where does this even come from? So, the Sfarim bring down that you see here, there's three levels of focus. The first thing is putting it by the door. The din of the door, right, is a halacha of makom. It's a halacha of makom, which means there's a proper place to put it, right? There's a pot, you get makom, right? There's actually a din makom, so much so there's a din makom, a place to put it. The Gemara and the Daf for now will learn, do you put it on the right side of the door, the left side of the door? It's where, which side of the door we put it on, by the way? The left, right? The, why be the left? Because you want to be surrounded by mitzvahs. So there's a proper place to put it by the door. It's a din makom. The second halacha, but and when you put it by the door, you get, by the way, in the machlekes, especially in Tosfos, is facing the field, or does it have to actually face the public domain? Because what's, you also get pirsume hanes. If you can't get makom because you're on a top floor, which means really the best, if you have real estate, right, the first floor is better. You know why? Because Chanukah, you'll get it in its proper place. It's because it's din makom. But you're on the top floor, you don't have that option. So at least you'll get pirsume nisa. You're going to get pirsume nisa. And the third halacha of sakana is in the table, right? Which means you don't get makom, you don't get pirsume hanes, but you get halakha. Like we saw that last week, by the way, that if you would light after the time, you would get no pirsume hanes, but you still get halakha. You get halakha. And the Rambam is it's a question how this halakha would apply. I'm not going to deal with the Shita's Rambam right now. But you would go ahead and get it. What you see from this Gemara, by the way, by the Sakana is that there's a din of lighting without makom and persumenis. Actually, I saw somebody who was medayik that you see clearly from this Gemara that since you could be yosei in Sakana, the tour quoted by the boxes, you know what the Sakana was? Shmad. It would come to kill you. What's halacha in Shmad? If the guy all say, if you wear tefillin, we kill you. What's halacha? Shmad. No, Shmad in halacha of Shmad, not in public. Mm. Shmad means if a government saying, no one wear tefillin.
You don't put tefillin.
What? No. What? Which word? Chas v'shalom, you put on tefillin.
No, in front of them, you do it in hiding.
If you have no choice, you put on tefillin. Shmad means even they tell you not to wear yarmulke, which is not a mitzvah, you have to have to give your life to by Shmad.
Kiddush Hashem.
Right, Kiddush Hashem, exactly.
Because a formal public.
When it's a formal public decree to uproot Judaism.
Oh, okay.
When it's coming to uproot Judaism, it's not like, usually there's three cardinal sins you can't do. But when it's literally coming to uproot Judaism, by the way, the Chafetz Chaim said that they made a mistake when the communists took over. They should have called Shmad. Because Russia was Shmad. It's Shmad of Jews. It destroyed Judaism.
Doesn't matter in, whether it's in the public place or it's a private place.
If they say you can't do it even in your house, I'm saying, meaning...
That's a cool point. You're saying even in public, you have to go ahead and...
Right. So here's the thing. Wait, listen. So you see from here, by the way, that the mitzvah of Chanukah, right, it doesn't have to be outside. It doesn't have to have pirsum hanes. Because, right, because if it did, right, you'd have to give your life. The fact that they said just light it inside your house means you still fulfill the mitzvah. You don't, Shema doesn't need to give up for a chumrah. Mm-hmm. Means for the ikar ha-mitzvah, you'd have to give up your life, right? But not for a chumrah.
But the Rambam says that's the ikar.
The Rambam is a kasha over here.
Can you fulfill a bit of family?
What?
Can you fulfill
person who needs a bit of family? Also, that's just, even if you didn't have a family in that sense. So the Rambam, I said that last week actually, it's a chiddush in the Rambam. But, here's the thing over here, there's three levels, that's the important thing. There's the first level, which is the best, you get makom, pirsume anes, and halakha. The second level is makom, pirsume anes, and halakha. And the third level, in sakana, is halakha, by itself. So what we light by a window, the reason we light by a window is that if you're not going to get Malkum, at least get Pirsum Hanes. And actually, on the side here, in the Dirshu, but it says on that halacha, it says, the Mishnah Berurah says, you should go ahead and light by your window, which is what most people do today. And it quotes the Igris Maisha, Kevin Shapirsum Hanes, who Iker Tama Takana Shalakas Neres Kakana, the main Tama Pirsum Hanes. For Hosu Sham Shekim and Aginu to light by the window. If we're not lighting by the door today in Chutz La'aretz, and it's a different discussion why we don't do it today, but at least light by the window, she appears today. So Chen Nagu Harbe Gedolia Duras. Even though we didn't light out, we don't light outside. We go ahead and we light by the window, so at least get the level of Pirsum HaNeis. Okay, clear?
No,
we'll hold here. We'll pick it back to you. If anyone has questions, you can ask
around. If you don't have a window, then you shouldn't light by the door.
If you don't have windows,
you should light by your door.
You should light in America. You should light by, and there's all you light by your door, no matter what. Actually, one of the big questions.
Even on the inside.
Yeah, one of the big questions, by the way. If you're in an apartment, is it better to light by the door or by a window in Israel? Right. Wait. Listen to the question. If you're in an apartment, is it better to light by your door or your windows? So in the mere dorm, when it's a dorm, and people walking into the halls, that's one thing. But you know, in Israel, very often you ever see. You have stairs, and you can have one apartment per floor, by the way, and some of the way the apartments make it. So what if you're in the top apartment? Do you light by your door, which is the Iker Halacha, what they're going to follow in Israel, or do you light by your window? If you light by your door,
no one will see it.
Nobody will see it. If you light by your window, people will see it. So it happens to be, it's a big discussion. In that case, do you do the Makom and maybe Pirsum Hanes, or Vade Pirsum Hanes by the window?
Why do we not do it outside at all? I don't think is
on that level. So some say it's still sakana to be going ahead and doing.
There's no way this is gunned down type of sakana. This is like people are going to, like, you know, put a swastika on
your
house.
HOA will
come. Yeah, not real sakana.
So, and the other reason is it's a minig of the Klal Yisrael for many generations already, and it could go backwards again. By the way, if you look at France, by the way, or in parts of England, and even Argentina, I would say, could cause problems, right? No, that's not a joke. You know, but on top of that, as I mentioned, on a Kabbalistic level, the Bali Musar say that today we need the menorah in our house for the kedusha of our house. We're so exposed. You know, in the old days, to see promiscuity, you had to walk in the street. Today, you just turn on your computer. That's right there. You can be in your bedroom. You can see the beaches in your bedroom. You can be all religious, and all of a sudden, you're sitting in your bedroom filled with svarim, and you're looking in the beaches, or worse. So if we need them in the house. That's on a more
right,
spiritual level.
Wrong, then it would
hold. I like that. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's on a spiritual level.
When they let it by the door, do they have the door open? And the door was open. And
the,
no, the door is closed, but it's on the outside. It's like
the mezuzah. The door closed.
Yeah, but
you couldn't see it unless you were.
It's not for you. It's for the streets. That's the whole point. You lit it. But in Israel, they have a box that covers it, so the wind doesn't blow it out. It's a glass case that covers it. Yes.
There's a special reason for the chidush between why is it switching between the Ramah and the between Ashkenazim and Sephardim? Why here is it different?
Because that's how the Beis Yosef understood it, like Tosfos.
Just no specific.
He learned the Gemaras. He came out like Tosfos.
Yes, that's the chidush.
Yeah, that's what the Be'er HaNitav says. You don't find this anywhere else. The Beis Yosef understood like Tosfos.
It was strange that it flipped on both sides.
But the Vilna Gaon says that the Ramah understood that even Tosfos would agree that when you're lighting it indoors, it should make no difference.
But we're saying the Ashkenaz hold by Tosfos, by the Ramah.
But the Vilna Gaon saying even the Tosfos would agree. Even Tosfos would agree. Because when you're not putting all the candles by the door, you can put it nice, line them up separate, and they're all distinct. So even Tosfos would agree.
Right, they didn't argue on that far. They didn't say the nuance that if you separated them, it was
right.
An issue.
Exactly. That's what the Vilna Gaon understands in the Ramah. But in the Ramah, yeah.
So according to the Rambam, you're patur if it's a place of sakana from the
Madlaka? No, absolutely not. According to the Rambam, it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush. The chiddush is in sakana that there's a new din that even though there's no Pirsum Hanes, you can light a menorah. Okay. It's a chiddush. It doesn't follow the normal laws. That's how the Brisk Rabbin to the Rambam.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.